There would be like no room in the underwear. Like it'd be, that would be
well,
one tight fucking pair of briefs.
I know. No, no, no. But I was thinking like maybe I could make a quilt or something. A, quilt. A patchwork quilt out of my. Could you imagine a quilt with just Y fronts?
I bet you somebody has done that.
I bet you that would be
really
awesome.
For sure.
Yeah. That would be really awesome. Anyway, so that's the voicemail.
Thank you very much for calling in, Drum Major.
FlobFo. Do you know what FlobFo stands for?
You should tell people what that means because they won't know what that means.
Okay, so FlobFo stands for the First Lady of the Big Fatty Online because his partner, Brian, won the number one fan contest at the Big Fatty Online.
Ruined.
Podcast.
Ruined.
It's ruined because you keep interrupting. And... And anyway, so he came up with FlobFo, First Lady of...
which I think is pretty fucking clever.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
FlobFo stands for the First Lady of the Big Fatty Online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2154 of the BFO44, right? The 29th of April 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to talk about today, but I've got plenty, yes and ready. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Danburium. Big Fatty Danburians. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, you are Danburians today because y'all, everybody is from Danbury this weekend because y'all, we've got something very special going on up there in the Danbury. Yes, Big Betty, let's get right to it. See y'all on Saturday the 30th of April. Big Man, it's the last day of the month. Shalomalakay, it's true. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard her mentioned at the beginning of the show today. Y'all, it is none other than that drum major Kev. Kevin up there of Brian and Kevin and Dan Barry Jr. up there in the Danbury, Connecticut. And y'all, he's the FlobFo. Big Betty, the FlobFo. We love the FlobFo. That's the First Lady of the BFO. Yes, Big Betty. And so y'all, on Saturday, if you see Drum Major Kev on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all wish Big Fatty, if he's not on the Twitty or the Face Space, send help. It's true. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he has, well, you know, the FlobFo every now and then needs to be able to let her hair down and just be vulgar. And I hope that if he gets a chance to enjoy some vulgarness, that would be lovely. But I really hope he gets to enjoy some cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
show. Big Fatty, it's another short one. Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm trying to tell you the song. The song is called Lullaby. It reminds me of Lurie Dean. So anyway, hello, Lurie Dean. And I don't know if Dewar still listens. He, like, is so important in his chain of command now that... No, I'm not going to say that. Okay. Well, anyway, all right. So we went out of town this weekend. And we had a couple funny events or whatever. So we pet a pig outside of the Cabela's store. Because, you know, pigs are just, like, running rampant in Mitchell, South Dakota. We went to the Corn Palace, and we didn't have any corn, but I should say we didn't get out of the car. I tried to be lazy and not get out of the car, but my picture wasn't very good, so I got out of the car. So anyway, then we went to, this car in front of us is from New Jersey. They must be lost. So anyway, or they're just driving through. Well, if they're driving through from east to west or whatever, it's the longest distance of the state, because look how tall and skinny it is. Well, anyway, whatever they're doing, they're going north, and now they're blocking me from being able to go forward. Oh, God, that car up there is from Washington. I'm beginning to feel like I'm the only one from South Dakota here. Anyway, so I ate a salad for lunch, and I just belched up, like, dressing. It's just really gross. And croutons. And so then for breakfast, I had almonds and some Nola crackers. And so when we were in Mitchell, we saw a pig, and then we rode a jackalope. Skeeter will know what that means. And then, we went over to Sioux Falls, which was way out of our way. Like, let's see. So if it's like 70 miles to Sioux Falls, and then it's 200 miles home from Sioux Falls, which it's 140. So we went 130 miles out of our way just to buy a pair of Birkenstocks. But anyway, so she was a prisoner of the hotel room this weekend. So anyway, but we did have fun. And her and I, oh my gosh, it was a riot. So anyway, so they say anyway, forget it.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, what did she, Big Fatty, was like listening to that Daniel and Adam do their vacation stories. It's true. You giving the cruise update. Yes, Big Fatty, I'll have another one next week. You know, I'm still gathering my thoughts. I'm sure something will come to me after about 6 p.m. in the evening on Friday. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and you mentioned so much in that voice letter that there were only two things that I could grasp hold of. One was that you went to the coon, to the Coon Palace, and you didn't eat any coon. It seems like a wasted trip if you're not going. Did you have any popcorn? Yes, Big Fatty Coon, it's Mother Nature's GPS. It's true, Then the other thing, you drove 130 miles out of your way, and y'all, I thought she said to buy an old pair of socks. But it wasn't. Y'all, she drove 130 miles out of the way to get a pair of Birkenstocks, and Big Fatty Miss Beaver will be so excited to hear that.
It still really takes like 25% of my drive to work to get through your voicemail to get to the point where I can leave a message. Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With your I've Had Enough update. So, excuse me, you're the first person I've spoken with today because it's 9:30. I slept in. But anyway, I was just reflecting on what a lovely, I'm going to get stopped at every damn stoplight. I was just reflecting on what a lovely week it's been. And by lovely, I mean I'm exhausted. But I was just going through my Cartwheel app, and you know, they've got all the good sales this weekend. It's like 25% off the good kitty cat litter, and Daniel Beaver might want to know about that. And all sorts of other good deals, so I'm gonna be running out to the Target tonight to do some shopping, and you know, I love a coupon, and I love to see Miss Shirley, because, I mean, hello. Also, I was calling because I think it's gonna be a Barbara Boulevard sort of weekend, so I wanted to to give you a heads up, because I haven't called the from the Babs Boulevard in, well, it's been at least 6 months, because that's how long it's been since I was there, but I don't know that it rang on that.
Hey, Randy, why did you hang up on Old Beta? I didn't hang up on Old Beta. And, Big Randy, well, first of all, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. I'm sorry the mechanical cut you off. But anyway, y'all, Old Veda was talking about some sort of a tumble salt. He's been talking to me about this at the coal mine about this. The Tajay has this app called Tumble Salt or something like that, and you get a coupon. You can get a coupon or something on there. And y'all, he also told me that the tater tots at the Tajay are delicious. They're just delicious. But y'all, if you're interested in a coupon at the Tajay, look for that tumble salt or whatever it's called. Y'all, he talked about going down to Barbara Boulevard. Well, y'all, those plans have changed. Those plans have changed. He's not going to Barbara Boulevard now. He can't decide where he's going. Is maybe to the Myrtle Beach, except I told him Granny and Durwood going to be up there, so I think he scratched that one off. Yes, Big Betty, I don't blame him. He's thinking about going to the car lot up there in the North Kakalaki. Big Betty, which restroom would he use? I think he would use the Veda. Oh, yes, of course. How silly of me. Now this afternoon he says he thinks he may just sit home and clean up cat vomit. Big Betty! The Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, yes. Okay, thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. I had won that outdoor lighting package at a silent auction. This was back in the middle of March, and y'all, I just hadn't been able to get the guy to call me back. So y'all, I went to the folks put on the auction. I said, I'm having trouble getting this guy to call back. Well, y'all, miraculously, they sent him an e-letter, and y'all, he called me on Thursday. Oh, Big Betty, you have just fallen through the crack. Big Betty, he's vulgar. And I didn't say anything about, oh, Big Fatty's used to cracks like that. Big Betty, vulgar. Right now, he is going to come out to the villa on Monday evening, about 8 p.m. in the evening. Big Betty, that's when the dancing comes on. Well, you know, that's why we have a VRC. Yes, Big Betty. Maybe I'll have some decorative lighting by the time Mother's Day rolls around. Y'all, by the way, don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up on the 8th. The 8th of May. So y'all, if you need to get a can, go ahead. And y'all, yes. Big Fatty, you fucked up. How did I fuck up? Because you forgot some celebrations of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. Oh, that's right. That is a new month. Yes, Big Fatty, just cut this music and go do that now. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this is what happens when you don't turn your mock in calendar. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, on Sunday, the 1st of May, Big Fatty, I hope they remember to say rabbit, rabbit. I'm sure they will. Y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, I believe he is out there in the California, eh? Y'all, it's Tom V. Yes, Big Betty, I believe you're correct. And y'all, our second Second, I'm not quite sure where he's from. Big Fatty, it doesn't ring a bell with me either, but y'all, it is that guy. It is that guy in Denver. Big Fatty, I still don't remember where he's from. I can't remember either, but it's guy in Denver. And y'all, then she's up there in the, what do you call it? The Buffalo, New York? Big Fatty, New York? Is she making salsa? I don't think so. But y'all, it is the one and only Donna Shaw. Big Fatty, we love Donna Sugars. And so y'all, if you see Tom V or you see Big Fatty, I still don't know where he's from, guy in Denver, I don't know, or that Donna Sugars on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get something as tall as Donna Sugar's wigs that's in the form of a cake. Big Fatty, I'm so glad you caught that. I know. But y'all, Mother's Day is Sunday, a week from this coming Sunday, the 8th. And y'all, then, of course, don't forget the old gal. You know, she's turning 60. Turning 60 on a week from Saturday on the 7th of May. And so y'all get your cards. Get your cards in the mail. P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. She'll probably, like I say, she'll probably have paper cuts from opening them all. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's just check the e-letters here. It seems like I got y'all that, y'all, you know Paul? Paul Grooms, the Kitten Whisperer, y'all, he sent me something about an 8-year-old writing a thrilling apocalyptic novel about farts, and I was going to read that to you, but y'all, clearly I do not have time. No, Big Fatty, you do not have time. Y'all, Moose P, you know, he sent the Axe Big Fatty question about the about how new is something, and it was the pork wings. He says that his barbecue restaurant, the pork wings are cut from the shank and are bone in. They're tender and served with a dry rub or sweet Memphis sauce. They're good. Serves three bones and claimed to have 3 to 4 ounces of meat. It's a nice snicker snack. Big Fatty, and he's in Chicago now. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, Big Fatty, do you think Digger will look for Moose P? Only if Moose P is lucky. Yes, Big Fatty, I knew you'd say something politically correct. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's the last weekend of April. Can you believe this year's a third over? Big Fatty, where does the time go? I do not know. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids? From Northern Mexico on the Underpants show. And Turniphead, I know you always like to have a busy weekend. Anyone you are hoping to get in the sack this weekend, huh?
FLOBFO stands for the First Lady of the Big Fatty Online.
Oh, Big Fatty, I have a feeling the FLOBFO might enjoy that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.